This has been going on for several years. In fact, I'm deeply concerned at how slow this has been. I authored with Senator Rob Portman legislation for the Army Corps of Engineers to update all of the options for addressing Asian carp getting into the Great Lakes. We identified a place called the Brandon Road Lock and Dam, which is about 40 miles south of Chicago, as the place where all the rivers connect, Illinois River, Mississippi, and so on. And it's been several years that we've been trying to get them to act. To first, we had to locate where was the spot to focus new technology. We've done that. Now, they've got to give us all the alternatives, and they were supposed to have a report released by February. They had it done. And then the new administration came in, and because of concerns expressed by some of the barge operators that work closely, I understand, with the now vice president, former governor of Indiana, they basically stopped the report from being released, and we had to push and push and push and actually pass a provision in appropriations bill to say you have to release this study so we know what the options are and we can take the next step of putting those in place. So they finally released it. Now they're doing public comment. And again, they are dragging their feet. They did public hearings, only one in Michigan. And certainly, we have many, many people that want to respond, both to what needs to be done as well as how quickly it needs to be done. But now they've turned around and they're doing a public hearing all the way down in New Orleans, in Louisiana, because of barge operators coming up to Mississippi who are wanting to weigh in. And basically, the barge operators don't want anything to be done. They argue this is not a big deal. And what's frustrating is that the recommendations actually don't in any way permanently bar them from moving through the river. They don't affect commerce at all. So this is very concerning at this point. So they have not yet completed their public hearing process before they can move forward to the next step. We are pushing, pushing, pushing. I'm going to be pulling together the Great Lakes Task Force, which is bipartisan, to talk with them, and we're going to continue to push to light fires for them to complete this process so we can then go to appropriators and get funding for the things that need to be done.
Because the Army Corps essentially said the best course of action would be to upgrade the electrical barrier, include water jets. I mean, there was a pretty intricate plan that included some new technologies that would let the barges would still flow. And so there was this recommended plan.
It's definitely something within range of what's doable. I mean, we definitely would be able to move forward within the next step. But they have to complete their process before we can do that. So certainly economic concerns, the concerns of being able to use the river and the throughways were taken into consideration in putting this together. I think it's a reasonable but critically important report. More electric fences into the water that does not affect the boats going through. It does affect new technologies around sound. We know that the Asian carp will jump out of the water. We've all seen those videos of them jumping out of the water when there's a boat motor. We know that using sound booms under the water could actually flush out and make it apparent when Asian carp are in the river. And so there's things that can be done that don't affect the barges, and it's very, very concerning to me at this point that they decided that they're going to try to slow down this process.
We haven't finalized this plan yet because we still have these public hearings that are taking place.
Right.
Then to even construct this would take how many years?
Well, first of all, then once this is done and we have agreement, then Congress, on a bipartisan basis, will have to agree to go forward and provide funding to do what needs to be done. And so the soonest that would happen would be next year to be able to get appropriations, and then it will take several years before it's completely in place. So in my opinion, we're on borrowed time. These fish are not stopping and waiting for something to get done. We've been fortunate through the temporary things that we've done to hold the fish back, but we do know that we have seen at least one large carp just 9 miles from Lake Michigan a while back. So, you know, if in my mind, we're on borrowed time. We need to move as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, after all the steps and the slowness of the Army Corps of Engineers, and they do a great job, but they are just, in this case, just unbelievably slow in giving us what we need. Now we're at a point where we have a small group of special interests that seem to have ties with the White House that are now coming in and slowing this down again as well. So we're going to continue to push forward. We've got strong bipartisan support on it, but every day, every week we have to wait is just one more week when we're risking these fish getting into the Great Lakes.
I've had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Alan Steinman at Grand Valley State University's Anniswater Resources Institute. He has said that the electrical barrier is really a stopgap measure. Where do you stand on a hydrologic separation of the basins?
Well, I would love to see a permanent hydrological separation. That's actually legislation I put in a while back to do that. Back when Congressman Dave Camp was in the House, he and I worked on that together. That's very expensive and would take many, many, many years. Still something that I think should be considered, but we have other alternatives that are a combination of technologies that I believe need to be done right away while people are debating something like that. More electric barriers alone aren't enough, but if you add the sound barriers, if you add some of the other technologies that are being developed all the time, I believe there is a way to hold these fish back. And the state of Illinois has also been doing a number of strategies that, frankly, have pushed the fish back. The last report we had, they were actually back about 100 miles rather than 40 miles at Brandon Road Lock and Dam. But some of that was simply because the state of Illinois has been hiring commercial fishermen to actually fish the rivers and pull the Asian carp out and have them go through a processing plant and ship them back to Asia where they can eat them. And so there's all kinds of things that we've been doing. I think this particular set of technologies is absolutely critical. It's the quickest thing we can do. It is something that will be very successful. Can we say it's foolproof? I wouldn't say that, but it's the closest thing we're going to get as quickly as we can get it.
Why do you suspect that the White House is involved in this?
There seems to be a relationship with some of the barge operators and people at the White House. At this point, we don't know exactly. We just know that we were moving forward. This whole thing was supposed to be done in February, and then there was some conversations, and the White House stepped in to stop the report from even being released. So we had to, on a bipartisan basis, actually force it to be released. And then now they're going through this process of hearings and more hearings and public meetings and dragging it out again. So I don't know exactly what is happening here, but I do know this. These fish are going to keep swimming, and they're going to keep moving. They're not going to wait for us. And there has to be a sense of urgency because we cannot afford to have these fish get stabilized and really growing in the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes are just too precious and too important.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.